and I thought maybe we should actually then just check if we do have the connectivity of our portfolio committee members and see if everyone can be able to proceed. Good morning to everyone connected. Thank you, Secretariat. You can proceed.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I will call the names of those on the platform ready. Mrs. Hermans.
Honorable Hermans.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Ms. Muatse, Chair.
Honorable Muatse.
Morning, Chairperson, and morning, colleagues and present.
Morning. Welcome.
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, good morning. Thank you.
Morning, morning.
Chair,
welcome.
Mr. Thring, Chair.
Honorable Thring. Honorable
Good morning, Chair. And Chair, I'm going to have to also again give my apologies. I have another meeting as well as finance committee to represent my party today. So I'll be leaving the meeting at about probably 9:30. Thank you, Chair.
Fully understood, Honorable Member. Morning.
Chair, Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
I'm present, Chairperson.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Morning, Chair. I'm present.
Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Burns Gamashe, Chair.
Honorable Gamashe. Burns Gamashe.
Morning, Chair. I'm present as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Chair, apology for Mr. McPherson. He will be joining the meeting around 10 o'clock, Chair. He's just running late. And also, we have an apology for Mr. Mulder, Chair, who will not be able to attend the meeting due to other commitments this morning, Chair. And Ms. Mutahum, which is trying to address connectivity issues, Chair. Chair will join us shortly.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I think on our part, we can actually say, Secretary, that for today's meeting, maybe one can ask you to flag the agenda.
We will do so, Chair.
Yeah, so that we can actually then speak to that. But obviously, we do know who's connected right now. Thank you, I can see that. And please, the apologies you have just actually spoken about, record that. And can I actually just check on the adoption? It is actually the item of shortlisting of the nominated candidates for the position of the chairperson of the board of the National Lotteries Commission. So I think that's the agenda item of the program that we adopted as a committee. If I can actually get members to reconfirm, like in terms of adopting of the agenda. Honorable members of the committee.
May I read?
Yes.
Excuse me, Chairperson?
Yes, I hear you.
I wanted to understand in terms of the item where we're shortlisting the nominated candidates. I noticed that there are some names that are highlighted in yellow in that annexure, and I wanted to understand what the yellow means.
Okay, no, Honourable Yako, I think you are completely in order. We will actually be flighting all those documents one by one just to make sure that we are all up to date, including the point you're raising. It is covered. It will be clarified. Honorable Yako, I think that's what we will do. We'll, because we have documents we have circulated, we will actually just go through them so that we actually update it, including the point you're raising. It will be dealt with. Thank you. Can I check who's moving for the adoption of the agenda? Honourable members, it's your program.
Chair? Mr. Hermans, Chair?
Honourable Hermans?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the agendas table.
Thank you. Can we check if ever there's any
seconders? Mr. Watson, Chair?
Honourable Watson?
Thank you, Chair. Seconded.
Is there any objection? In the absence, because there's no one or no raising of hands, can we actually then proceed as agreed? The agenda which is adopted is in terms of the shortlisting. So can I just say, Secretariat, before we actually proceed with the actual program, say we would actually today focus, as it is there on the agenda, the procedural document will be speaking to the issue of the appointment. And there is the issue of the list as well that we actually have got. And obviously in terms of our agenda, this is the focus item. Let me just say, the other point then, Secretariat, which we spoke about yesterday, today's meeting is about the shortlisting, but actually I did actually receive correspondence about some other issue, which I think at some point I will actually come and update the portfolio committee in the correspondence that I received yesterday. So we are actually processing that, and I thought it would be important that I highlight that issue. And on our part, I think we have a clear program which we adopted. We will actually proceed on that way. So can I just say, Secretary, can we actually get the process of just the list as a first point, so that we just go through it and be comfortable that the list that we're working from, and maybe with the clarity questions as members who are joining us, I'm sure they will actually be, empowered in terms of knowing what's actually the list about. So the color coding as well, on the document circulated, it was there. So I'm sure you'll be able to speak to that, Secretary. Secretary, this is the list, and then we'll pick up the procedural document as the next one.
Chair, on the matter of the color coded change, was just part of our processes where some information was not available at the time, so we highlighted it, and we forgot to take it out yesterday. So as you could see, the document is clear today, so this was just a part of our process of checking who has submitted the CVs at the time. The highlighted ones didn't submit CVs at the time when we were verifying everything. So all members have some, all CVs has been submitted. Chair and members have all those CVs. Then Chair, on
let me just hold a bit. Honourable Yako, I think that actually assists clarify. Yako?
It does. However, I would caution the Secretariat to at least next time write at the bottom what the issue is beforehand, because it does sort of influence what members or myself personally, I would think that you're in need. So it does do something psychologically to the mind if you're going to highlight certain names in yellow, and at the bottom what the yellow means. So I think next time we should really, I mean, this is a very, very serious task that we are to do today. So next time, Secretary, let's rather explain beforehand or not put color codes at all.
Okay, thank you.
So I think,
can I ask a question, Chair?
Yes.
So maybe I may have missed this, but I just want to understand the process. So we're going to go through the list to make sure people have submitted their CVs. Now, do we tackle each person one by one, or are we going to ask parties to put forward preferred candidates? What is the process here on us? If that can just be explained to us before we get into this, just so we're clear on the procedure.
Okay. Yes. No, let me just say that one wanted to say, because we want to ensure that everyone is in the same area, we will actually then say, like now, presenting, this is the list. I think what Honorable Yako was raising was to say, is there a problem with the list? Why have you highlighted? But I think Secretary is saying the list is what we have before us now. The highlight was actually an administrative process. But I think Yako did say it did actually disturb her in terms of being able to consider the different names. So the list before us, it's what we have as candidates of the complete list. So in terms of the list, it's actually those who have actually applied and actually complied to process with what we are engaged in terms of shortlisting. This is the list which we have before us, which is official. And in terms of process, we have all the information about the candidates that are listed here. Because the topic for today's meeting is shortlisting. If there's all the candidates that we want to shortlist who are in the list, we would actually then within our right as the portfolio committee members to consider those on the list, because this is an agreed list which is circulated to parties, which actually is put before the committee to actually engage on the shortlisting process moving forward. The next one which will follow will be just the procedural document. Now we deal with the list, you will see that, then we'll move to the procedural document. We will actually do the same. Members will be allowed to engage, ask questions on actually the procedural document in the appointment of the National Lotteries Commission Chair. So I'm just saying we are going to start with just to say what is it that we have before us, what is the process. So I think the list is what actually is the first thing which I thought, let's put the list. Secondly, let's speak to process. If all members of the portfolio committee are able to actually see what is before us, we will then move to the next point of saying today's process is about shortlisting. Then we are going to engage, we'll agree, we'll guide each other, we'll then actually agree on how we take the process forward. So it's actually the introductory part, Honorable Cuthbert, and I think on my part the list before us is actually the list that we use or know that members of the portfolio committee have actually went through the choice of those they think they prefer who are listed on the document before us. So let's go to the list.
Chair, I just want to go through the list. Chair, there were two names. I just want to, if we can just have
the list.
Let's go
have the list, yeah.
Is that there were two names, Chair, number 9, Ms. Kakane and Ms. Professor Madonsela. I think members are aware that Professor Madonsela withdrew her nomination, I think prior to we going on recess. And on the 8th of December, we received communication from Ms. Kakane that she also withdrawn her nomination. Hence, those two are scratched out, Chairperson. So that is the list, Chair. So it will be in total 13.
Let me just say, Secretariat, there was actually Soma Dota Fikeng.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think with that one as well, there was actually communication on
we
that
We have
as well.
Communicated with Mr. Fikeng, Chair. He was supposed to have, according to the, I think, the PSA, Public Service Act, he has to seek permission. He has not returned any communication or responded to us that. So that is the situation.
Okay, can I just say then on the list through you, Secretariat, I think let's actually open it to members to say here's the list. There's actually indication of names that are no longer part of the list, or even if they, in terms of process, there are things to be done, it's clarified. So it's three names out of the 41 list. And if ever there's any question from members about the list, can I actually take that now? And Secretary, you can clarify.
You have Mr. Cuthbert, followed by Ms. Hermans, followed by Mrs. Yakub.
Can you take that order, Cuthbert?
Thanks, Chair. I think you just alluded to this, but Mr. Fikeng was appointed as a public service commissioner. And by virtue of him not complying with the timeframes and responding to us, I believe in that account, and by virtue of the fact that there may be a contravention of legislation if he takes up his position in addition, I believe that his name should also be struck out from this initial shortlisting, Chair.
Okay. Let's note that. I think it's quite important because I think procedurally, Honorable Cuthbert, the Secretariat is reporting on us, which I think it's quite important to note. And what you say, I think it's quite important because it's just logical. It's not actually possible to work on both spaces. Can I actually ask, Yaku, what's the second name?
Mrs. Hermans, Chair.
Honorable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I've been covered by the statements and the question by Honorable Cuthbert. It was also about that name. So I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Can we ask Honorable Yaku?
Thank you very much, Chair. I think what Honorable Cuthbert was asking also, which we might need clarity on, and I'll add one more question. He asked if each party is going to nominate their preferred candidate, or are we going to go through name by name? Also, another question I have is how many names do we need for shortlisting, or is that, it doesn't matter?
Well, I think let's agree that, Honorable Yako, today you actually giving us direction because you are moving ahead on all the issues we should be dealing with next. So your questions are actually far ahead than how we are managing the process. So can I just say it removes the list from issues that we need to engage or clarify on. Let's actually move to the procedural document, Secretariat, because we need to do the same. The list is understood. Members know that this is our list. And in terms of process, there's full compliance on what is required. Can we take the procedural document, Secretariat?
Yes, Chair.
Yeah.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable. Yes, Honorable Hammond.
Yeah, sorry, I have my hand up, Chair. I just wanted to check. There are some applicants who are doctors and who are advocates. Shouldn't their designations be next to their names?
We can fix that, Honorable Hammond. I think we can note that so that at least we ask the Secretariat to also add that part to the list. But I think it might be important that we actually do that. But at this stage, I think in the way that's written, I hope it didn't actually undermine the process you are engaging on. But if you want that addition, I'm sure, Secretariat, so that
Chair,
at least for proper reference, we can do that.
We will comply, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Hammonds, we will actually then try and make sure that the Secretariat assists us to actually add that in a balance, because in the actual CVs, we can see that, but in the list may not be very clear. Thank you very much, Honorable Hammonds. Okay, we are on the procedural document. Secretariat,
Chair,
if you can go through, yeah, just briefly
Chair,
going through.
I think it's important for the process that we just, I think the introductory legislative requirements, I think members are, do not want members want us to go through that again, because I think members are on top of that thing. I think it was important that we just look at the criteria again, Chair, and that will guide members within the shortlisting process, Chair. So if we maybe just look at the criteria again as a refresher, Chair, that will, I think, will assist members when we start with the processing of doing that. Now,
yeah, maybe let me just say, the Secretary, that when you pass the four earlier areas, maybe take a minute or two to explain what it's about, because we may have members who haven't seen the document before. They might have just received it before we get to the meeting, or maybe just recently. So just speak broadly, and then we actually can go through quickly.
No problem, Chair. Chair, the bullet point one just deals with the legislative requirements and provisions that's in the Act for the appointment of the chairperson. And the committee has extensively gone through this process, hence we are doing the shortlisting, because prior to that, the shortlisting was, the names were submitted, and the committee found that it is the committee's responsibility to shortlist when re-looking at the Act as it stated, Chair. So the first bullet point is just the legislative requirements, what needs to happen, and the committee is in compliance with that, hence we are proceeding as we are. If we go to bullet point two, Chair, it just identifies the responsibility of the board in doing the work that's also in the Act, clearly outlining the Act. They need to advise the minister on some issues with regard to licensing and other matters, Chair. So that is just what the board function of the board would be, Chair. If we go to bullet point three, Chair, It's just the procedure that's set out in the Lottery Act. It's almost linked to bullet point one, Chair. There's a call for nominations. There's a referral of those nominations to the relevant committee, and it's for that committee to consider the nominations. And that's a process we're undertaking this morning. So that is just outlining the process in more concrete way. Then, Chair, the other was a purely administrative matter, Chair. Was a process, a procedural process, on how we came about to this day, Chair, was the shortlisting and the administrative matters that we undertook to ensure that we're able to do the shortlisting there. So that is a purely administrative process that four highlighted, Chair, that led us to where we are today, Chair. Chair, then the five is the criteria for the shortlisting position of chairperson, Chair, criteria that would disqualify nominated candidates. The Act broadly outlines the criteria for chairperson, and there's a number of factors that would disqualify someone as a board member. Chairperson must have applicable knowledge or experience with regard to matters connected with the functions of the board. In line with Section 3A, the chairperson as a board member must be a South African citizen, not be a political office bearer, be qualified to act as a director of a company incorporated in terms of the Companies Act, not have been found guilty in any civil or criminal proceedings by a court of law, whether in the Republic or elsewhere, to have acted fraudulently, dishonestly, unprofessionally, dishonorably, or in breach of fiduciary duties, or any other offence to which such person has been sentenced to direct imprisonment without the option of a fine, not have been removed from a position of trust, not have his or her membership of board or any other accounting authority of a public entity been prematurely terminated in the past 5 years due to misconduct, not have been found to be in contravention of this Act or any other Act applicable to the public service in the past 5 years, not have been declared by a court of law to be of unsound mind, be and must be financially solvent. Then, Chair, 5.2, Chair, there was the criteria that the committee agreed to through a number of deliberations that they, when they shortlist, they will use the criteria to identify Mr. X and Ms. Y for candidates based on the criteria. Just go quickly to the criteria. Number one, the person must have the specific skills and practices and the ability to lead the board in an objective manner, have the ability to show restraint, be patient, be available, have knowledge or experience regarding the functions and principles underlying the role of the board as per the Act, and the boards in general should be impartial, should be experienced in sharing meetings of strong individuals with specific areas of expertise and diverse ideas, should have the ability to lead the development of strategy and give strategic direction, he or she should have knowledge, experience of the principles of corporate governance as containing King reports on corporate governance and in the Companies Act. The person should be of good standing in the community and with the history of moral and ethical leadership. The person should be able to have the skills to analyze the reports critically. The person should have a history of promoting openness and transparency and have a good understanding of the Bartopelli principles. This person should also have experience of working with large funds and budgets and clear understanding of the Public Finance Management Act. The person should have experience in the appointment of and contracting senior staff members, setting of performance criteria and the performance evaluation of senior managers. This person should have experience of keeping senior managers accountable. He or she should have a good understanding of delegations and what responsibilities should be delegated to the commissioner. He or she should have experience of policy development and implementation. He should have understanding of social impact of gambling and the social responsibility of the NLC. They should display leadership qualities, in particular self-management and self-motivation. This person would be able to effectively act as the face of the NLC, and regarding we have to look at membership on other board members. We thought that that's important. I would just go through the criteria again, because that criteria will guide members within the shortlisting of the preferred candidates, Chair. So, Chair, that is the criteria we thought that we just need to highlight again. seeing that we're starting with the shortlisting process again, Chair.
We will actually open up for members then just for clarity questions or comments on the procedural document before us, because we just want to make sure that the understanding of members is the same. They might have sometimes read the documents and they things which maybe they think they need clarity. Can I actually ask that honorable members questions for clarity and all comments on the procedural documents? Can I open up the floor, honorable members?
Ms. Yaku raises her hand, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
Chair, I just need clarity on something so that the process can be a little bit shorter. So each and every member that's on the list right now has been vetted under the criteria that is stipulated right now. I just need clarity on that so that when we nominate or when we get to the actual procedure, we're not discussing the criteria of whoever it is that we may be nominating.
Okay. We were noting that. Is there any other questions or comments, honorable members? Thank you, Yaku. Any further clarity questions or comments?
Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Okay, honorable Cuthbert.
Thanks very much, Chair. Chair, Ms. Yaku asked a question a little bit earlier on, and I don't believe we received a response to it. Just in terms of what, how many people we would be refining this list down to for the interviews. I don't believe that question was answered, or I may have missed it.
Yeah, that, Honorable Cuthbert, you are correct. I did say she's ahead. It will be responded to because it is the decision of the committee. That should actually help us understand how we manage that part. So I think it's not missed, it's actually due. So I think that that's the point. Unless there are further comments, Honorable Cuthbert, that that point is covered. Honorable Yaku will be responded to because we will actually have to agree as a committee on how we manage that specific point. Any other member?
Doesn't look like a Chair.
Can I ask then that Secretariat, we actually...
Oh, Mr. Hammonds, raise the hand, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Hammonds.
Chair, am I correct in assuming that you are asking for proposals about how many names we should shortlist? If that is the case, Chair, if I'm not out of order,
you are out of order.
A proposal that list.
Hello. Honorable Hammonds, I don't want to say you're out of order. Same as Honorable Cuthbert and Honorable Yaku, we will get to that point next. So I just wanted us to actually...
No, Mr. Chair.
Yes, we will get to that point. It's covered. Thank you. You are not out of order. Yes. Secretary? Because that's the only question we have from Honorable Yaku. Yes, please.
Chair, additionally, what normally happens is that we normally do the verification of those checks when the shortlisting is, because normally we don't want to do the verification of 41 candidates when only 5 or 6 or 1 or 2 is shortlisted. But we've in the interim has started looking at that, so the process is ongoing. Chair, has not been completed, but we will obviously with the shortlist, hopefully with the number of candidates, we don't know yet, but we before we start the interviews, that process will be completed, Chair. So we will inform members on that before we interview candidates, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Yaku, I hope it does assist.
Mr. Cuthbert raised his hand, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert. Let me take Honorable Yaku first and then Cuthbert. You'll follow after Yaku.
I think I am covered on that point, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Cuthbert?
But surely, Chair, we can't consider a list that hasn't been fully vetted. Surely that needs to be, process needs to be completed before we consider the names. Otherwise, we may end up putting people onto a short list and then we've already, you know, skipped ahead of process. And as much as we want this thing to be done so that we can restore you know, the organization itself, we also want to make sure that we follow the correct procedures. And surely that should have been done ahead of time, so that by the time the list appears before the portfolio committee, we were able to, you know, then just continue with the process.
Secretariat, maybe, thank you, Honorable Kappa. Secretariat, I think we may have to speak to process. You remember when we received the CVs, there was communication directly to everyone on the list. There were specific things that were required for them to confirm, and compliance was done on the basis of them being qualified to be on the list we have before us. So maybe you can actually clarify that point. It might cover the issue, but further, I think there will be maybe the questions that was asked, which I think might be important. Because if someone puts... Yes, Andre?
If I may, Chair, like I indicated earlier, traditionally, because sometimes there is 100 candidates or 200 candidates, that we normally don't do the vetting of all those candidates. They all normally proceed with the vetting of the shortlisted candidates, Chair. But like I said, we have started the process. It's was almost complete, Chair. There's three or four people outstanding. If the nominated candidates on the list, that may be hopefully by the end of the day, we'll have a clearer picture, Chair, on what we need to address, Chair. But that's normally the case, Chair. It's almost complete, but it's not fully completed, Chair. So, but normally what happens in previous and other, because I consulted my other colleagues, Chair, that they normally would submit the names of only the shortlisted candidates for verification, Chair, just so that they don't do 100 or 41 candidates when only four or five has been identified as been shortlisted.
Yeah. So can I just say then, Honorable Liapo, is that in the part when the CVs were submitted, the compliance was done because there was communication with everyone on the list. And I think if ever there's something that on the documents we received was not actually covered, I think the point of the process that was not completed might be what might be have to be prioritized, particularly on those who are shortlisted. But so which means for every shortlisted candidate, we need just to check if ever that vetting part was concluded. If ever maybe the Secretariat will have to confirm with that. So if it was, then we'll confirm. If it wasn't, we'll actually note that. So Secretariat, I think maybe that will be the point we'll have to note, and we'll actually pick up on that as we proceed. So I'm not sure if ever there are further issues on the procedural document.
Okay, because Mr. I think Yaku and Mr. Kamashe and Mr. Kapovce.
Okay. Yaku?
Chair, not to take us back, but I think that on this issue, I'm 100% in agreement with Honorable Cuthbert on the fact that we should actually have vetted all of them so that we're not sitting with an issue of then having to re-debate a person's ability to do the work. And I think that if there's two or three names that are outstanding, then I think it's important that we, the Secretariat covers those three names, and then we see if we can't meet later on today to finish up the work. I'm just throwing it to the committee for them to discuss, because if we're saying that only two or three names are outstanding, should we not rather than cover everybody and make sure everybody has been vetted and then come back and discuss names? And I don't think that should take long.
Maybe the point, because we're talking about a list of, you know, close to 40, if you nominated a name and it actually has not been processed, then you should actually be informed. And I think the point which might be important is that if ever we do have those which are not vetted, so I think that break will need to be taken. But I think in terms of names, I'm not sure if ever you say we should actually get those three or four names and be able to know about that, so that on the nominations we have as we would actually then be able to know if the person you have on the list is vetted or not. But because the majority has been, one was actually thinking we can actually continue with the procedure, check with the secretariat every time when there's a nominee put up, check if ever the process was followed. If it wasn't followed, we need to be informed. I'm not sure if you can just check with the secretariat if they'll be able to do that. And then maybe your suggestion, Honorable Yako, is also important to say let's get everybody, although we are actually going to the shortlisting process, to make sure that everyone on the list so that there's no compromise of those who nominate to have a person who's not actually properly processed. So I think we will look, those are options we can have. We can go through so that we can see how many. Maybe on the nominees we don't have anyone who was not, all of them are. So maybe we get a 50% or more on the shortlisted one. So let's actually take, I note your point, Yako. Let's take Carter.
Thanks, Chair. I think that's a good suggestion okay. Moving forward is if we can just be informed of those people who have not been vetted accordingly, just so that we have it in mind. And then we understand that, you know, any shortlisting of that person is, you know, on the proviso that they are then subsequently vetted and then that we are informed that the vetting has been completed.
Yeah. Let me just say, Cuthbert, I brought to you earlier so that when I speak to the member, I don't know if ever I can say it's maiden speech, Bent Namashe, who is actually a new member of our committee. I don't know if ever I had an opportunity to speak at the portfolio committee. So if ever you haven't, so I thought it will be quite important that we then welcome Honorable Benz Namashe and maybe take your comments or questions if there's any. Welcome, and the floor is yours, Honorable Benz Namashe.
Thank you very much, Chair, especially for such a warm welcome in joining this portfolio committee. I will have to hit the ground running. I can see that there's a lot of energy. So let me just be part of that flow. Honorable Chair, what I wanted to sponsor is that you see, if we look into the issue under discussion, under normal processes in terms of your standard operating procedure, you would have candidates who must then meet the criteria. If you were to juxtapose this into a bid process, you would say those who comply in terms of the specification. Then this phase at which we are, it should be the phase where we test the responsiveness. We evaluate the responsiveness. You know, because we have done the first phase where we say in terms of the advert, in terms of the specification, they do qualify. And then once you have a list of candidates that we shall have shortlisted, it's then that we refer those to the respective institutional instrument with the competency to undertake the vetting, which will give us the security clearance in line with the legislation. And because if we are to give for instance, you'll find that vetting and ordinarily will be undertaken by state security agents. Now you take the entire list of 41 candidates. look, if we agree, I understand Honorable Yako repeatedly asked this question to say how many candidates. Let's say, theoretically, we agree that we will shortlist 6 or 8 candidates. My view would be that let's rather shortlist, get the 8 candidates, potential people who could be appointed, refer those to the relevant institution that will conduct the vetting. Then, by the time interviews are conducted, we know exactly that these candidates, they have undergone the vetting process, they've got the security clearance, and therefore they can then be interviewed. That's what I would suggest, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chair, I would like to second the proposal that made by Honorable Ngamash and also welcome into the committee. Chairperson, I think in terms of the procedure, it will be proper for us to process and also then do the process of nomination. Then the nominated candidate must be subjected to vetting. And that vetting process will eventually produce a security clearance for us to can interview those candidates. But for now, you can just go and all the list of 41, of most of them, you'll find that they are not even part of the shortlisting. So who's going to be shortlisted? By the nation in terms of the candidate data bench, the shortlisting, then the shortlisted candidates, after that the security clearance will give us a mandate maybe to go for interview service. That is my proposal. Thank you.
Well, the line is actually was breaking a bit, but can we then actually ask that the next point we're moving to now...
Ms. Yaku, sorry, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Yaku.
Chair, I think for the sake of fairness and for the sake of transparency, I would move that the Secretariat name those candidates who are not vetted so that we know prior nominating, because you may find that you will nominate a name and then you will be told that that person is not vetted, and it might seem that it is then interfered with. So I'd like for the Secretary to name the people who are not vetted so that we can move forward.
Okay, so can I just make a suggestion, Honorable Yaku? I can see that there's a group behind you supporting you. So can I just say, can we then say we are moving to the point of shortlisting? If you nominate a candidate, we would actually then ask quickly in terms of secretariat if the person is actually vetted, because you can't be stopped to nominate because someone is not actually gone through the process. So all the candidates on the list, if you nominate a candidate, it's actually a candidate that should be able to go through process of what we agree upon and how we manage the process as the committee. So I'm just saying we will need then just to get from Secretariat to confirm with us to say still have to be sorted out, but it doesn't mean the person will be removed or not be allowed to be nominated because they are not fully processed. So can I actually say, for us, the process actually continue. We can nominate whoever, and then in terms of nomination, we will have to ensure compliance. I think that is the commitment we can agree to, Secretary.
Chair, just on Chair just expressed the process that was always, that's always followed in committees regarding nominations, is that when we get the final list, we do the vetting and do the security checks, Chairperson. Also, Chair, we note what you have said, Chair, so we will comply if needs be, Chair.
Okay. So because the understanding, Secretary, is that the process that took place before this we at now is actually done and there's no impediment
also
proceed through that process in terms of our shortlisting. When we go ahead, every candidate will actually have the right to be able to be considered. The issue of the processing will be administrative and it will be followed through in terms of management. Can I actually then ask that we move to that second issue, to the next issue of the nomination of the shortlisted or shortlisting of candidates, and then maybe parties will actually indicate or members will indicate on how they see us doing that. So because I think there was a question with Cuthbert and Yako, and I think let's actually then get Andre.
Chair, just on that matter, it's important for the committee to make a decision on the number of candidates you wish to shortlist. So if we have that decision, Chair, we can proceed. Also, another decision that should be taken, that was mentioned by Mr. Kaplan, Ms. Yakowa and others as well, is whether individual members will nominate or parties will nominate. That will also assist with the process, Chair. So we will have two decisions: the number of candidates that the committee wish to shortlist, so we can have people moving on that, and also whether parties should nominate or individual members should nominate, that we also have clarity on that before we start with identifying the names of candidates, Chair. So then we can then proceed subject to the committee agreeing to that process, Chair.
Okay. So maybe let's actually take the first one of parties will nominate or individuals will nominate, hear what the members are saying, then we can actually then move to the next point to say how many should we have on the list we are shortlisting, so that at least when we actually finalize the process, we know how many people we actually have in terms of finalizing the process.
So, Chair, do you have Mrs. Hermans, followed by Mr. Cuthbert, followed by Mrs. Young.
Hermans?
Thank you, Chair. On the first point that you have raised, my internet connection is a bit unstable. I hope you can hear me. On the first point that you have raised on the number of candidates to be shortlisted, I want to propose that we have six candidates that we can shortlist to give us a sufficiently large pool from which to select those candidates that we will be processing forward for selection by the, I think it goes to cabinet after we have done our deliberation. And then on the second point of whether it should be parties or members, I want to propose that we ask members to submit names, and then we see how many we come up with, but I think we should aim for about six names. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, do we have a second for that proposal, Chair, before we move to Mr. Cuthbert, Chair?
Okay.
What if I want to second the proposal, Andre?
No, if you, that's what, you can.
I'm quite happy with Ms. Herman's proposal. I do think six is a good pool. It's usually good to have, 100% of the amount that you need to send through. So I think that's perfectly sound. I have no issue with that. And I do think individual members should be able to put names forward and, so that we are able to come up with that six. But the problem then, does arise is, if we do arrive at more than six, how do we then vote on that? What system do we use to vote to get to that six? Because if you have eight, you need to have a ranking in place. And I know that, and this is maybe a party political thing, but I mean, internally we use what is called a single transferable vote system where you rank your order and then you churned out with the result. But I'm not sure if that is a
possibility available in Parliament, or, you know, whether there's precedent to use such a thing. But we've got to work out then what do we do, and or do we then deliberate to see who we then strike off out of that list and come to some sort of compromise. Then that's you know, a discussion I think that also needs to be had, Chair.
Yes?
It appears Mr. Kappa seconded Mrs. Zimmons' proposal, and then Mrs. Yaku, Chair, and Mr. Mouyani.
Honorable Yaku. Honorable Yaku.
Thank you very much. I'm of the view that if we do limit it to six, we might be disadvantaging candidates who might otherwise be qualifying, but because of being beat by votes, they won't be able to be interviewed. I think that six is quite a small number. I mean, I think when we get to the position where we will be individually interviewing the candidates, we will then have a ranking based on score. I think that it's only fair for me to say that each party should have nominees, and then we take those nominees for shortlisting, and then when we do the interviews, then the ranking will come into play.
Okay, so the final list, I'm just saying, one actually is putting it that the final list of those that should be shortlisted is proposed to be six. Who is actually those which should be on the list for the interviews? I'm just saying that's what I'm actually picking up as what is suggested. But secondly, maybe we can say in terms of nomination, because members, even if you do individual or party, eventually as members, we will actually have to say in the names that come up, the final list should be six, which means it will trigger a process where we speak to each other about who we have nominated, why it's important, and then we'll actually get to a decision, be able to actually get to the six shortlisted for the interview. So, but I think it will be important for the portfolio committee to open that, because each one of those who nominate should be able to speak to candidates, motivate and convince their colleagues that is actually the better or, you know, proper candidate for the responsibility we are talking about. So maybe that's the point we have to look at now, to say, okay, if you think it's parties that needs to actually nominate, and if you think it should be members that should nominate, it looks like there was a suggestion saying, no, members should be able to do that. We can actually get a big number, then we will actually have to move to the next part with the agreement of, you know, getting up to six to be able to go for the interview, to be that kind of conclusion that we work upon in terms of our shortlisting. I don't know if it makes sense, and maybe if it does, which means the process we're starting with now of shortlisting is to actually get you as members of the portfolio committee to actually get the candidates you think are actually fitting, to be actually motivated, put forward, and recommended in terms of shortlisting. I don't know if ever that will help, because that will give us space to actually engage as portfolio committee, and then maybe have a bit of time to look at all the candidates that came from different members or parties, and be able to then say, we think the best one is this, because those who nominate should be able to speak to candidates to say, my motivation to the name is actually because of that, that, and that. So can I just say, the first decision we've just taken now, shortlisting to six for interview, let's say that is agreed to. Maybe the point we are engaging on now is just to make sure that we get the nominees for shortlisting by members. Maybe on my part, I won't actually be too strict to say parties or members, but those who actually want to nominate should be able to. Let's see how many the number is. Let's find a way on how we work to the six final candidates for the interviews shortlisted.
Chair, just on
process, I don't know if it does it make sense. Yeah.
Chair, just on process, Chair, there is one, there is two, Mrs. Herman's move that six candidates and
yeah.
Members submit the names, which was seconded by Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Yeah.
Ms. Yaku then didn't indicate, she just expressed a view that it should be more candidates. She didn't say it should be 5 or 10 or 12 or 15 or anything to that effect. So, Mr. Muyani raised his hand, Chair, so we haven't heard if there was a counter proposal from Mr. Muyani on the matter, Chair.
Okay.
So there's one proposal at the moment on the floor which was seconded, Chair, and
yeah.
we don't have a counter proposal, that will probably be the position that the committee will take. Now, we haven't had Mr. Mbiani's hand was up.
Okay.
Okay.
Honourable Mbiani.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. I hope I'm audible enough.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Sure. I think in terms of the processes of the shortlisting, with the six shortlisting. But in terms of the long list that must be submitted is either by parties or by individual. It is fine, Chairperson. You can agree that individual or parties can submit their name. But that issue of it on another meeting, that is scheduled. But you have agreed that by that time you must be having six candidates. For now, in terms of the long list, each and every member of parties can be able to submit their names, but the sixth one will be dealt with when you consider the finalization of the shortlisting. Maybe I think it's Friday or Monday, I'm not sure. Thank you.
Chair, Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
Thank you, Chair. So the Secretary has been spoke to what I wanted to basically say. Six, I think, out of 38 candidates is way too small. I think we can do better, at least expand it to 10 as a committee in terms of interviews. So I do, on behalf of the EFF, I'd say reject the six. I honestly think that it is way too limiting to other candidates who might otherwise be qualifying, and my number I would suggest is to say at least 10 members should then be shortlisted for the interviews. Six for me is very limiting. Thank you.
Chair?
Yes, Andre.
Do we have a seconder for that proposal, Chair?
Okay. Let's check if ever there's any seconder for 10 shortlisted.
I must cast the raised hand, Chair, I don't know.
Okay, Honourable Cuthbert.
Yeah, I don't want to skip ahead. I want to get to the second part of the process, so I'll wait. I'll hold my hand over if it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Let's deal with Ms. Yarkle's proposal, and then if we can move to the proposal of names.
Not true.
Chair,
there
appears not to be a seconder for Ms. Yarkle's proposal, Chair. So
there's
only one proposal is before the committee, the one of six candidates, and that members nominate, submit names, Chair. So
okay. So for honourable members, I think is that confirmed? I haven't seen any hand or seconder to the proposal of Honourable Yaku. So if not, then we would actually then agree on the six. Honourable Yaku, we note we'll actually then there's no seconder. It doesn't mean it's not agreed to, but it's actually six. That is actually seconded by members. Then we can actually pick up the point to the next one, Secretariat.
Chair, just in response to Mr. Cuthbert's question earlier about how we're going to proceed, Chair, we will hear the nominations of all members, Chair, the six names they would like to nominate, and we will probably, through the process of the nomination, see where there is common names, Chair, and hopefully it's six. If not, the committee will deliberate on finalizing the final process, Chair. So there's hopefully consensus, and otherwise we have to vote if there's no consensus on the matter, Chair. Thanks.
Can I just check, because I think that's the part we need to discuss. It might be sounding administrative, I'm sure members have actually gone through the list. They've actually picked up their first candidates. And I'm sure they do have a list, maybe as parties as well. So I'm not sure. It's up to the committee, because what we can do, we can ask the members to send the list of those they nominate. And then we can actually, in our next meeting or in our meeting today, get every party to be saying how many or who, how many they have in terms of shortlisting. So we can actually get the consolidated numbers of all members or parties and then be able to actually look at that and agree on a process on how we're going to work the process to six candidates for interviews having been shortlisted. So I'm not sure, do we want actually just to get names as members? Because I think members can guide us on that. Or would you like to present and speak to that now as members? Or you would actually just send it to the secretariat and then they will actually tell us, no, we have a list of 20 members. So when we reconvene, which is Friday, the finalization of the process will be Friday, we should then, whatever number we have a discussion, work to a point of a conclusion of six, and then proceed on those bases. Can I just ask that question, Secretariat, if you have any comment?
Chair, whatever, we will guide about the committee's decision and how they want to process, Chair. So the, I would assume that members want, it can happen here in the committee, but we will be guided by the decision that the committee takes on how they will deal with the matter. Normally, it is where, it's because it's an open public meeting, that the names are of members that members wish to nominate are then done so in the committee, Chair, and we can then consolidate it later to finalize it on Friday, Chair. But Mr. Cuthbert and Mrs. Herman's hands were raised, Chair.
Okay, Honourable Cuthbert.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to put forward my six names for consideration to the committee, if that is appropriate at this time.
Okay. Let me just say, that's the question I'm asking to you. Should we do that? Do you agree as members that we do that now? So let me just check with Hammond, and then I'll come back to you, Cuthbert, because that's the question I'm asking.
No, I do agree with that.
Yeah, Hammond. Yeah, let me take Hammond, then we can actually look at your suggestion. Hammond.
Thank you, Chair. I wish to propose that we table all the names that we are recommending for shortlisting in this meeting today, so that political parties can go back and apply their minds, so that when we come back on Friday and finalize the shortlist, we have looked at all the proposals for shortlisting. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, okay. Mr. Kamashe's name, Chair.
Ben Honourable.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I thought, Chair, I noted, for instance, Honourable Ms. Yako indicated a very pertinent point as she was sponsoring a view to say what she was actually putting across was representative of her party. Now, which then suggests that it might be that members, while they are part of the committee, on one hand they have the mandate of political parties, or they still have to seek mandate of political parties. Perhaps if we can arrive at a principle on that point, because what is critical in this process is that the process must be credible, it must be transparent, and it must be inclusive. So that's the principle I wanted to check, Chair, whether we find we have agreed that there will be six candidates. Are we then saying, in line with the character of our democracy, it being representative and participatory, that one, parties must nominate six candidates, so that once you have those six candidates, it might be that there are candidates that are in common across the parties, and then if that number exceeds the agreed number, it being six, a mechanism of arriving at six candidates, the secretariat would then assist in ensuring that we come up with that mechanism in a way that will ensure that the credibility of the process, the transparency with which the process is handled, and the extent of inclusiveness is maintained and not compromised. That's what I thought, Chair, it might be critical to look at, so that when we reconvene on Friday, we know exactly that these are the six candidates who are eligible for an interview, having been swifted through the process. I'm not sure whether the point that I'm trying to put across is clear, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Let me just say, with the comment, one is actually gone through the decision we have just taken. The decision was speaking to final shortlisted candidates being six. So that's what is agreement. So I think, Honorable Namashe, one was actually thinking it may be helpful not to be rigid with the number of names parties or members do bring in terms of this process of shortlisting. So the example is that you might find party has got two names, but on our part as a portfolio committee, the final process when we go finalize the list, with the limit we have put for ourselves is six, where we're actually going to take through process of interviews, which actually is what we have just agreed upon. So I think maybe flexibility of not being too tied to parties might be quite important, because end of the day, if ever as a party we only have one nominee, it doesn't mean we're actually wrong, but the final list of six is actually what we will consider as the committee engaging through a process of the interviews in finding the candidate for the responsibility we're looking at. So I think, Honorable Ngomesha, it's not a disagreement. On my part, I'm just saying we have just agreed on one point, the limit of six for the interview. Parties and members have got candidates, and we need to actually agree if we can be able to know the list of party candidates, because obviously there might be a need for candidates, for parties to actually motivate those candidates they are choosing. But as a committee, we will need to actually then agree which six, if ever there are more than six, But if ever there are six, it's fine. If there are less than six, it's not a problem. So I think maybe that's the point we have to look at, because the decision we have just taken is to say, no, let's work at the base of six. But we know that there are different nominees, and that we are actually inviting political parties to submit. And I'm actually asking for a procedure on how we do that at this stage. Do I actually ask you to send a list of names, or do I allow you to speak to the list of names and submit today all of the different parties? And if the list is beyond six, then can we actually sit and engage and finalize the short list latest by Friday as programmatized? So does it make sense, honorable members, if I can actually check members who want to comment?
Chair, if I may, Chair, Mrs. Emmons has commented on the fact that the preference is to all parties to submit their names today as we are sitting now, so that we have all the names of the candidates
nominated
for each party.
Okay. So I think
we have Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert, because the suggestion is that it will be actually okay for us to do that now. Let me hear if ever the suggestion of Honorable Hammonds is agreed to or supported. Cuthbert? Honorable Cuthbert?
I agree to that, and I want to know, can I put forward the names that I would like to suggest? Is that now the appropriate time, or to still have to wait?
Well, I just wanted to check if ever there's any clarity questions before we get to parties to say, parties, submit your names, and then you can submit your names. And let me just check if ever there's any other outstanding issues before we allow parties to submit their names. In terms of process, I'm sure we can actually then agree that we do that. Can we proceed, honorable members?
Chair, can I just make one other point, please?
Okay, Cuthbert?
Just to say that obviously all the names will be captured in the minutes, and this will be sent to the members, so I don't think we need to physically submit them. If we're able to verbalize them in this meeting, then I think that should suffice.
Well, I'm just saying it's a point where you're saying you have the list, you want to tell us what the list is, and you want to do it now. So I'm just saying, do parties agree? If we all agree, let's go ahead and do that. Can I check with the honorable members? Honorable Cuthbert, I think that's what is your proposal. I'm not misinterpreting you. You're saying, I've got my list, I want to submit now.
Great.
Let's see if ever other parties actually feel the same. Please submit. And let's actually see if ever there's an agreement that we can go ahead and
Mrs. Hammonds, Chair?
Now. Honorable Hammonds?
Yes, Chair, I thought that is what we agreed on. So can we proceed with that process? It's just that the ANC is saying that we will, as individual ANC members, submit names, and then it can be taken all together as a party.
Okay. Let's actually then ask, Honorable Cuthbert, it will be for party, if you can actually then proceed.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. The names, the six names that I would like to put forward on behalf of the DA and also in my personal capacity.
Point of order, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Yako?
I'm sorry to interject, Honourable Cuthbert. I'm confused by what Honourable Hammonds just said now, because she said that, yes, we are taking the names as per party, but the ANC will then do individual names. I'm confused by that. What does that mean? Because I thought that each representative of the party would then submit names on behalf of that party. So I'm confused if each and every member of the ANC is going to then have their own names and their names aren't consolidated. It's confusing to me.
Maybe, Honorable Yako, maybe one can say it's participative involvement, which Honorable Yako is raising. You say, no, I have the names, but it won't be me saying the list of names. There will be different people presenting each name on the names I have. I'm just saying, from what I understood, I thought that's what I picked up. But it actually was saying, then it will be me, and it will be the other member of the party, other member then that will be the list which we have of the names. So I'm thinking maybe because we have an honorable candidate that said, no, it's going ahead, it's got the list, we are going to then be asking different parties to do it. So if it's actually Yako presenting all the names, it's well and good. If it's Yako, myself, and somebody else, because there are three names, we are going to actually speak to each name to present. That's what I understood from the point. So which it might not be a big problem because it's the same process. So let's take Cuthbert first, and then let's actually move to the next member.
Apologies, Chair, Mr. Kamashi's hand was raised.
I was still on the floor, Andre.
Okay. There's another hand that you raise, Mr. Cuthbert.
Yeah, no, it will be procedural, Cuthbert. Because if I get a hand, yep. Because Yako is speaking to process, let's hear Honorable Namashe. We'll come back to you, Cuthbert. We haven't forgotten you.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. No, I was just going to say, Chair, that the ANC would prefer to sponsor names through individual members. It actually gives essence to the participatory nature of our democracy. So Ms. Yako must not worry. The principle is that you will have six names.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we then continue? Go back to you, Cuthbert. Honorable Cuthbert, you are on the floor on the names. Can I allow you? Then we'll actually pick up the next party after Honorable Cuthbert or the DA.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, after having extensively gone through all of the CVs of all candidates, having done background research on all of the candidates, and having looked, you know, for past scandals and the like, we've arrived at the following six names that we would like to propose. But before I propose these names, what I would like to suggest is that obviously once each party has proposed their names, then we can discuss the merits of the candidates, of individual candidates. But broadly what I would like to say is that, you know, in terms of diversity of education, you know, experience, and the requisite public profile as per the criteria that we agreed upon as a committee, I believe that these six names are the appropriate people to go through to the interview phase. Number one is Mr. Themba Dlamini. Number two is Ms. Beryl Ferguson. Number three is Mr. Reverend Barney Pityana. Four, Mr. Guguletu Kaba. Five, Ashwin Trikamji. Six, Mr. Terry Tselane.
Thank you very much, Honorable Cuthbert. Let me just say, because we agreed we will give the names, we will actually just go through each party and be able to actually have the list, and we would then actually then agree on process beyond that, because obviously the part we have put at the end is finalization of the process. So I think let's actually welcome the six names you actually brought. The Secretariat was actually looking at number six, the last one, Honorable Cuthbert.
Trikamji, Ashwin.
Trikamji.
The Chairperson, I have also WhatsApped the names to Andre.
Okay, wonderful. Can I then ask that we take the next nominees? We will actually do that, next nominees. I'm sure, as we have done the discussion we had with Honorable Hammonds and Burns, Gamash was actually looking at the same process. Can I ask if ever there's a next presentation of names?
Mr. Hammonds, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Hammonds.
Thank you, Chair. I have two names that I wish to table. The one is Precious Nompumelelo Sibiya, and the second one is already there. It's Barney Pitiana. And other members of the ANC will do their own nominations. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So then let's get, those are two names. And let's get, if ever there are any further names, is that from the ANC?
Mr. Kamase, Chair.
Okay.
Followed by Mr. Mwakse, Chair.
Okay. Let me take Ngamashe.
Thank you very much, Chair. From the ANC, we propose the name of Reverend Chigana, Frank Chigana.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Ngamashe. Is there next one?
Ms.
Yes, thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. From the ANC also, I have the name of Mazivandela Motuhandi.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take the next name. You will tell me if I've actually covered all the names. The next one will
be Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you very much. The other one is Terry Tehlane.
Okay, is Terry Tehlane.
That's already there, Chair.
Okay, Terry. Oh, because it's Terry Tehlane.
Tehlane.
Is that the one, correct one?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. No, we've got that Honorable Mbuyane, Terry Tehlane.
Okay, I will submit another one.
Oh, if you have another one, Mbuyane?
Yes, because I agree this one is already there, Chairperson. I've got William Huma.
Mbuyane?
William Mbuyane.
So I'm just saying that the name you actually have given is the name... is the name that the party is presenting.
Yes.
Because we will actually look at consolidation, because all parties should give their listed names. If ever they are less than six, it's fine. If they are six, it's okay. So let me just say that the ANC will do the six, and I'm sure you actually set a name and you said it's there already, but the nomination of the ANC is different. If it's the same as another party, we take it as different because the ANC contributes. So, Mbuyane, I'm not sure if I can check.
Chair, if I may, Chair, just to indicate that we will have a list for each member, Chair, that are submitted. So if there's common names, then in the process going forward, we'll identify where are the common names, these are the common names, and then where there's no common names, we'll do the elimination in that way. So even if the name of Terry Tehlane is removed by the ANC and the DA, that's perfectly fine, Chair, because then there's commonality in terms of nominations, Chair. So we will maybe not do a list like we're doing now. It will be a list separated in terms of parties at the end that members will see, Chair.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, that's fine.
That means I can be able to put another one, Chair.
Well, I'm just saying the ANC have got six names,
and
we were submitting the six names. We were receiving the six names of the ANC now.
Chair, currently the ANC only has five names at the moment, Chair.
Okay, and then the sixth name.
Hey, that's
of
what
the
I
ANC.
Want.
Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mbuyane, let me get Herman's first and then come back to you, Mbuyane, because I was just saying that we're trying to go through the list of parties, and I'll come back to you, Mbuyane. Let's hear what our Honorable Herman's is advising us on. Let's then go back to you. Let's get the name.
problematic at the moment is that when the name is already there, it's not being captured, and I think it must be captured because those are the six at the ANC. For instance, my first name of Barney Pichana. Barney Pichana's name should be there twice.
Yes,
It was also proposed by the ANC.
That's correct. Yes. So we should separate the party, the parties,
not as one
list.
Okay. Selani must also be there.
Yes, yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
No, let's go back to Honorable Mbuyane. Because I think we're saying even if it's been raised by another party, please have your names as a party and let's actually proceed like that. Mbuyane, sorry, I kept you waiting.
Chair, I think now I'm being confused, Chair, but the name that is not reflecting from the ANC there is the Rumor William.
Okay. So if you can indicate, because you're looking at the sixth name of the ANC, and then you say Rumor Williams. So the ANC have got the six names, is it?
That's correct, Chair.
Yes, and I'm not sure if ever there's any other issue before we move to the next party, and because the six is done, is there any other issue you would like to look at? ANC have concluded. Can we proceed to
Ms. Yaku, Chair?
Go to Honorable Yaku. Let me just check before I move, Secretary. Honorable Mbuyane, if I can just check, I'm not sure if ever that it would be a bit of a confusion, because in the list of parties, one wanted just to check when you're actually suggesting that there is another nominee. I'm sure you actually have the six. Can I actually just invite you, unless maybe there's something I didn't understand? Honorable Mbuyane?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think we are covered, Chairperson. Yes. There's an ANC. I just wanted to make sure that the six names of the ANC are reflecting that. Hence, I've also included the name of Hugh Williams.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Can we then proceed to the next...
Ms. Yaku, Chair?
Honorable Yaku?
Thank you very much, Chair. Fortunately, both our names that EFF has wanted to field are on the list. The first one is Dr. Alfred Mutuhadini Mati Vanilla.
Even if the names appear on the list, Mr. Miyako must move those names even as EFF.
I think that's what she's doing. I think we're in agreement with that. So we will actually then take the name she's actually raising, and then Honorable Yaku.
Yes,
I think the first one has been submitted. Secretariat, I think you're right. Yes. Yaku?
Yes, Dr. Mati Vandila. I'm sorry to the vendor people if I'm not pronouncing it correctly.
Okay.
The second name is also there, which is Terry Ishmael Tselane.
Okay. Thank you very much. So those are the two names you actually have, Honorable Member. Thank you very much. Can we then move on to the next party? Is there any further nominations?
Chair, we have the ACDP. I think Mr. Thring has left the meeting, Chair. Mr. Freedom Front Plus Chair is absent, has submitted an apology for today. So, Chair, those are the names that we... There's no other parties then, Chair. I don't know if Mr. McPherson wants to submit anything, Chair, or if...
Oh, he has raised their hands. Welcome.
The Honourable Pansford Submitted on behalf of the DA.
Okay.
Okay. No, you are actually, in fact, okay to say you are reporting for duty. We were told that you will be late. So we have...
Sorry, you know, these flight schedules are a problem. So, but I am reporting for duty. Thanks.
We are noted. Thank you very much. Let me just check with the secretary. I think that concludes. Or can we, depending on how we manage the process moving forward, do we actually want to have an engagement on names we have on the list as actually the portfolio committee, or we would actually agree that certain things need to actually be considered? Because for those parties that are not here, I'm not sure if ever we still have to check if ever they have any nominations, so that we have it on the record, and then maybe be able to engage on the process on how do we get to the final list of 6 shortlisted candidates. And that will actually be a point that we can actually agree upon, because in terms of today's session, we actually have contributed to the shortlisting where parties have given the nomination, and on our part we'll have to make sure it's consolidated to the final list of 6 to be able to go for interviews. We do have a session on Friday to finalize the process. Do we have to actually engage further today? Do we want to speak to names, honorable members? If we do, can I get your advice? But the members who are not here now, we will ask the secretary to follow through just to check if ever they had any nominees, so that we can put the parties' nominees on the list of our record.
Chair, we have Mrs. Hermans, followed by Mr. Mbuyani, followed by Mr. Yaku, Chair. Ms. Yaku.
Okay.
Sir, I think I put on I didn't put down my hand.
Okay. You can put down your hand. No problem.
Okay. So it will be Hermans.
Mr. Cuthbert.
It's Cuthbert and Hermans.
Hermans, Mbuyani, and Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Hermans.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think in the spirit of participation and inclusion, let us approach, I second your proposal that we approach the other parties who are not present in the meeting to submit names if they have any, and then that also be circulated to us. I think there's no harm, no foul in doing that. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert?
Mbuyani, Chair.
I'm happy.
Yeah, you said Cuthbert, and Mbuyani will follow after Cuthbert.
Okay.
Honorable, you're on the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm happy with Ms. Herman's suggestion, and I'm quite glad that we provide other parties with an opportunity to submit that in writing. I think we should set a deadline, however, for the close of business today. And then we can discuss the merits of all of these names at our next meeting, because they wouldn't then have that opportunity to participate at this moment in time. And I think we need to also take into account that a number of members who in smaller parties share several portfolios might be in the budget lockdown as we speak. So just to also take that into account.
Okay, let's take, was it Mbuyane, the next one?
That's correct, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane?
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you very much. Chair, I think I'm partially covered by the last speaker, but what I wanted to suggest, Chair, is that we are not going to discuss any name, because that meeting of Friday, that means we are rescheduling it for today. But if we leave it as that, we lobby each other as parties, then on Friday we'll be able to produce a list of 6 concrete candidates that we should be interviewing, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are there any further hands, Honorable Members or Secretariat? Are there any hands we picking up?
Say no further hands, Chief.
Okay. No. Then let's actually then agree. But I think it will be important from what Honorable Mbuyane is raising to say, let's see what discussion we can have. But for all the other members of the committee, committee, we should actually then follow up as suggested, Cuthbert, to say end of business. I'm sure we can actually be able to call them, see if ever they have nomination, make sure that each party's nomination gets listed, and that's information for our next meeting. We circulate it, and I think it is good, because on those which we have now, as Mbuyane's judge suggests, parties can also be able to engage and help actually, you know, get us to the process of the final six candidates that we actually have to consider for the interview. Can I just check, because members are maybe, from what I'm hearing, moving that we adjourn our meeting and reconvene. And Secretariat, in terms of the processes you need to follow through, let me just ask the question of the issue that raised earlier. Please look at the vetting issues. And I'm not sure in terms of the list, if those who are listed by all parties, you can be able to have a quick check. If ever they are covered, it's fine. If ever there are those which I still have to indicate which ones on the list we have just received. Can I check if maybe there's any issue from members? I would like to try and round up the meeting, because we actually have a full sense of what's going to happen on the next meeting. And if not, Secretariat, are there any issues we'd like to know about for our next meeting on Friday?
Chair, what as requested by the committee, we will request that the Freedom From Plus as well as the ACTP submit their names before the end of business. I think what we will do, Chair, we will then consolidate those names and forward that to all members before the caucus starts tomorrow, Chair, so the members will have the full list of candidates so nominated for shortlisting, Chair. So then we can complete that process on Friday, Chair. Mrs. Hammonds, raise your hand, Chair.
Honourable Hammonds.
Chair, is there not an IFP representative on the committee? I know they don't physically attend, but I've seen Trebankulu on the virtual platform a few times. So I'm just asking for clarity in terms of IFP.
Okay. Secretariat?
Chair, the membership of the committee is the five parties. The smaller parties do have alternative membership fees, but nothing prevents us if the committee so feels to submit, because Mr. Trebankulu didn't have all the... I'm not sure. He may have received all the CVs and stuff like that, Chair. So, but the full list member names are the parties that are represented on the committee, Chair.
Okay. No, that's fine. So let's just say for now we actually have covered all the members of the portfolio committee and parties, and I think there are also alternate members. The information for members and alternates, except when we get to a point where we have to take a decision, there might be a bit of a challenge, but alternates, I'm sure, in correspondence and communication, they will receive information that goes to members of the portfolio committee. So I think maybe that's largely the point, but let's not actually omit them for sharing information in terms of what we're doing and where we are. It might be actually important to share that information with them as alternates. For decisions and engagement, I'm sure there will be a proper platform in the portfolio committee for us to do that. Can I ask your permission to try and close the meeting, honorable members, unless there's an issue you'd like to raise before we close?
Silence.
Who's that?
Ms. Yaku.
Honorable Yaku.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just one question. Can the Secretariat then outline for us in writing what the process will be moving on now? In fact, the whole procedure of what will happen between now that we've nominated the candidates up until the shortlisting period.
Okay.
The stage.
Okay. Let me just say that will be the introductory part of our next meeting, Secretary.
We can do that.
I'm sure you've got that point. That will be the introductory part of our meeting when we reconvene on Friday. That's the point we actually speak to. And we will then actually speak to the process to move forward. Thank you very much, Honorable Yako. I think that is in order, and I'm sure Secretary will help us prepare for that and be able to actually get the way forward. So am I getting permission to conclude the meeting?
Correct.
If there's someone who still wants to speak, I can't close the meeting.
No one wants to speak, no hands are raised, Chair.
No one wants to speak and no hands are raised. I have a right to then close the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. Can we reconvene on Friday to finalize this process? Thanks very much.